Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with four fabulous locations. Everyone knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown. We super heart Oliver's and their incredible commitment to support local. And Willoughby's is on board now, supporting Wine Wednesday. Thank you, Willoughby's. If their newest location is in Santa Rosa, their original location is in Petaluma. Thank you, Willoughby's, for sponsoring Wine Wednesday. And well, I'm fresh off of 3.5 days of tasting over 1,000 spirits at the International Spirits Competition. We kicked it off with a celebrity cocktail competition, and we had Sammy Hagar there, and we had G-Eazy there, my new bestie. I had to figure out who he was first. I had to text my daughter, Teal. Of course, she knew. and a fabulous award-winning, Oscar-winning, as a matter of fact, producer Steven Soderbergh was there. And so I've been shaking up cocktails and drinking spirits for the last 3.5 days. Not a surprise. But now I'm switching the gears to wine and support for our local wine country, in that Zazu is in desperate need of repair, revive, and reboot. And I've brought on Guy Davis this morning to tell us about a very, very special event that's taking place this Sunday at Davis Family Vineyards Tasting Room in Healdsburg. Welcome, Guy.
Thank you, Ziggy. Good to see you.
Good to be seen. I haven't seen myself in days.
Well, you look for 1,000 spirits. Doesn't look like you've had more than 500 or 600.
So. Wow. I'm doing great then, right? Well, I would have brought tequila in, or scotch, or bourbon, or gin, or vodka, but I'm kind of done with that, and I'm ready to bring on wine. The funny thing about doing these spirits competitions is that everybody wants to go out afterwards and have a beautiful dinner, and they continue to drink spirits, and I'm like, can't we have wine now? I need to share the love, and so does my palate. And I know you have some beautiful wines at your winery. That is no surprise. But this Sunday, you're going to be pouring for a very special cause.
We are. We're going to throw a spring get-out-of-the-rain party this weekend.
Hey, my outlook is sunny.
There you go. High of 70. I saw it this morning. I've been checking it, and it looks like a beautiful day on Sunday.
I'm high at 70. That's all I'm saying.
There we go.
Well, kind of strangely enough, a few weeks back, Dusky was actually in the studio with me doing Wine Wednesday at the same exact time that Zazu was flooding, and she had no idea, and it was that day. It was that Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
That all that took place. And of course, she was in here promoting, you know, a fundraiser, of course, because she always gives back to this community. And at that time, after she left the studio here and then ended up at Zazu to see the water keep coming, and it did not stop. And it was, it's been so sad to see what's happened to all of our friends in the Barlow and beyond in West County. But to see somebody like Dusky and John that continually give back to this community time and time and time again, and especially as we reflect back to the fires a year and a half ago when they were there on the front lines feeding thousands of people, and now they need our help.
They're always one of the first people to step up. And whenever we have a cause, you know, we've been partners on so many, and they're always one of the first people we call, and they're the first yes we ever get. They
always.
Never back down. They never don't step up for anyone in need. And now it's our turn to step up for them. And you know they're great friends and partners of ours. But a little early April Fool's Day. So
yes.
Sunday, March 31st, we're just going to eat, drink, and be merry, and kind of wash away the thoughts of the floods and bring some sunlight to the whole community.
Well, so you're going to have some music happening there, right?
Yes, we are going to have the Alley Rose Trio, which I just love those guys. They
Very
were at the
cool.
Gravenstein Grill when
yes.
Chris threw the Roan party, and
yeah.
we loved them then. And in talking to them, it'll actually be a quartet because they're going to have a drummer on Sunday. So
Very
four
cool.
piece, really, really cool. We're excited about it. It's perfect fit for our space. And so many people have stepped up with great silent auction items. And lo and behold, it'll be Zazu with their Black Piglet food truck.
Serving up bites.
They will have all the great food, and everything will go, whether it's wine or food, or every penny spent will go towards like you said, we're going to reboot and rebuild and revive that restaurant in the Barlow.
So you'll be pouring your wines, and it's $25 to get in, which is extraordinarily reasonable. And you get your first glass of wine for the $25, and then they can purchase subsequent bottles or glasses of wine after that, right?
Yes. So the music's on us, the first glass of wine's on us, and then there'll be deals on bottles after that, and all the food, you just pay as you go, but it all goes into one pot at the end, all for the best of causes.
And there is going to be an extensive silent auction. I know I've got some donations together for the silent auction, and those are always wonderful ways to give back for the silent auction. You get to take something home, and then you get to give.
It's piling up already. All the wineries have stepped up. Martinelli, William Selyem, all our friends in the wine community. There's restaurants, there's Giants tickets, artists have stepped up. There's a super well-known tattoo artist who's put up a tattoo. There are such a fun array of items, and they'll all be had for way under market value, but all for
all to help out our friends
and family, yes. For sure.
So this is taking place this Sunday at your winery, 12 to 3 p.m. And, of course, Davis Family Vineyards is located at 52 Front Street. That's in the south side of Healdsburg, down by the riverside, right?
That's right.
And so, of course, I know that right away I can say as I walk in, I'm going to want some bubbles because that's always my protocol when visiting you. You have the best sparkling wine. And I'll probably move from there to some of your whites and then some of your reds, and it could be an all-day occasion for me.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's 12 to 3, but we say 3 because we know when we start saying goodbye at 3, it's 5 before everyone's finally in the car. So 3 is a loose term for the finale.
Well, if I get there right out of the gate at noon, that means that I get to start bidding on things at the silent auction, that's right. What I'm going to be there to do.
Yes, and the auction will close probably 2:30 or so.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So again, we're talking about repair, revive, and reboot for our good friends at Zazu Kitchen and Farm located at the Barlow that were devastated by the flood, as many of our friends were. And Dusky and John, as everybody knows, have given back time and time again to our community. And we are inviting you to join us this Sunday at Davis Family Vineyards from 12 to 3 to help out Dusky and John and the whole crew at Zazu. And of course, $25 to get in. That'll give you your first glass of wine. The Black Piglet food truck will be there providing food, so that'll be pay for what you would like to enjoy. And then, of course, between the silent auctions, the view, and the good camaraderie, and a very, very excellent sense of community, this is absolutely the place to be on Sunday.
Thanks, Zig. It'll be a ball.
It'll be great. Thank you, Guy, for you giving back to the community, as you always do, and for helping out our good friends Dusky and John at Zazu. So we hope to see everybody this Sunday at Davis Family Vineyards, 52 Front Street in Healdsburg. There's plenty of parking around, and there'll be plenty of good cheer as well. So I look forward to seeing everybody there on Sunday. If you want to get directions or their website, whatever, you can go to davisfamilyvineyards.com. To get hip to what's happening in the world of Davis Family Wines that we super heart love. Thank you, Guy. I'll see everybody on Sunday. Cheers.